Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden has called on Israel and Hamas to accept a three-phase plan that would lead to a permanent ceasefire deal in Gaza. He said the proposal would initially involve a six-week pause in the fighting and the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
Mr. Biden spelled out what he called a comprehensive proposal made by the Israelis that has now been presented to Hamas. It includes many of the details from previous rounds of talks that ultimately collapsed, including a first six-week phase in which a temporary ceasefire would take place in return for the release of some hostages by Hamas and Palestinian prisoners by Israel. But crucially, this time, the president says a second phase would start in which Israel would commit to a permanent cessation of hostilities, an end to the war, guaranteed by the US and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza in exchange for Hamas releasing the remaining hostages.
But Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel still insisted the war could only end with the elimination of Hamas's military capabilities. Democratic and Republican leaders of the US Senate and House of Representatives have invited Mr. Netanyahu to address a joint meeting of Congress. The date of the speech has not yet been set. Congressional leaders invited him to share Israel's vision for establishing lasting peace in the region. President Biden has said it's dangerous for people to question the integrity of the guilty verdict in Donald Trump's hush money jury trial. Mr. Trump has said he will appeal against his criminal conviction. Speaking at Trump Tower in New York, the former president and Republican candidate angrily attacked his political opponents.
If they can do this to me, they can do this to anyone. These are bad people. These are, in many cases, I believe, sick people. We just went through one of many experiences where we had a conflicted judge, highly conflicted. There's never been a more conflicted judge. So I'm the leading person for president, and I'm under a gag order by a man that can't put two sentences together.
Police in El Salvador say they've detained seven people for planning a series of attacks to coincide with the inauguration of President Nayib Bukele on Saturday. The authorities say they were former left-wing rebels. Leona Rocha reports.
Police in El Salvador have posted pictures on social media of improvised explosive devices that were meant to be planted in petrol stations across the country. They say the group aimed to create chaos during the inauguration ceremony. Mr. Bukele is beginning a second term after getting more than 80% of the vote in February's election. His huge popularity is directly linked to the success of his anti-crime policies. The arrests of thousands of gang members have drastically reduced El Salvador's murder rates.
World News from the BBC. South Africa's governing African National Congress may have to share power because it looks set to lose the parliamentary majority it's enjoyed for three decades after Wednesday's general election. With counting almost complete, the ANC's share of the vote stands at just under 41%. The Electoral Commission has now released results from more than 90% of polling stations. The Supreme Court of Texas has rejected a challenge to the US state's strict abortion laws. It was brought by a group of women who had serious pregnancy complications but were denied abortions even when some were life-threatening. They'd won an argument in a lower court that Texas's abortion laws were confusing. It's emerged that the British ambassador to Mexico has been quietly removed from his post following an incident in which he appears to aim an assault rifle at a diplomatic colleague while on a duty trip to an area rife with drug gangs. A five-second video clip has appeared on social media. Will Grant reports.
In the short video, a man who appears to be the then UK ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, can be seen inside a vehicle holding up an automatic weapon and seemingly brandishing it at people who are said to be his staff. One of those present laughs in the background, and it may have been intended as a joke, but at least one other person in the car appears uncomfortable. The video later surfaced online from an anonymous account. Mr. Benjamin, who is now understood to have left Mexico, arrived in the country in 2021 from previous postings in Ghana and Chile.
An international football match between Scotland and Israel started more than half an hour late after a pro-Palestinian demonstrator chained himself to a goalpost. The Scottish Football Authorities had ordered that the match in Glasgow be played without spectators due to concerns about pro-Palestinian protesters. Scotland won 4-1. BBC News.